We're in the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel today, and I want to start reading in verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto Thy servants the prophets, which spake in Thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. A couple of years ago, I was speaking about the atrocities committed by the Christian church during the Dark Ages. And afterwards, a man approached me who was visibly upset. When you talked about all those horrible things, he said, you said we did it and we did not. And then he started to name specific groups of Christians who were guilty of the atrocities of the Middle Ages. Of course, none of us were present 500 or 600 years ago, so in that sense, none of us are guilty. But take a careful look at Daniel's prayer in our passage for today, and you'll notice something very important. Given the stellar character of Daniel, it's not likely that he was personally guilty of committing the sins that resulted in the Babylonian captivity. Most scholars believe he was a mere teenager when the Babylonians sacked the city of Jerusalem, and given his track record in the book of Daniel, it's hard to imagine that he was party to the atrocities that landed Israel in so much trouble. And yet, when the captivity is just about over, Daniel looks back at the sins of Israel, and he says, We have sinned and have committed iniquity, he says. Now, stop to think about the way the world would perceive the Christian church if we simply owned up to what we did. I might not have been there personally to burn heretics at the stake or to treat non-Christians to a stint in a torture chamber, but there's little question that some of our ancestors in the faith were doing such things. And to this day, atheists and skeptics point to the atrocities of the Western Christian church and scoff our faith in God, as if the Bible itself was responsible for our actions. What kind of God would have His followers do this, they asked. And you know something? They kind of have a point. So instead of being endlessly defensive and trying to sweep the whole affair under the rug, maybe it's time that Christians simply own up to what they did, admit that it was sinful, and be very clear that our God and our Bible never asked us to do such things. Maybe it's time to corporately own what happened, even though we weren't there personally, and even if we radically oppose such activities today. I'm guessing that it might just take the wind out of a lot of skeptics' sails, and it might also prove to be the better way to live.